most ugly shapes and horrible aspects, such as Dame Nature's self mote fear to see, or shame that ever should so foul defects from her most cunning hand escaped be. All dreadful portraits of deformity. No wonder if these do a man appall. For all that here at home we dreadful hold, be but as bugs to fear and babes withal, compared to the creatures in these isles in trawl. Fear not, then, said the palmer, well advised, for these same monsters are not there indeed, but are into these fearful shapes disguised. And lifting up his virtuous staff on high, then all that dreadful army fast gan fly into great Zethi's bosom, where they hidden lie. In view of the description given, may one be gay upon the Encantadas? Yes. That is, find one the gaiety, and he will be gay. And indeed, sackcloth and ashes as they are, the isles are not perhaps unmitigated gloom. For while no spectator can deny their claims to a most solemn and superstitious consideration, no more than my firmest resolutions can decline to behold the spectre tortoise when emerging from its shadowy recess. Yet even the tortoise, dark and melancholy as it is upon the back, still possesses a bright side, its callipy or breastplate being sometimes of a faint yellowish or golden tinge. Moreover, everyone knows that tortoises as well as turtle are of such a make that if you but put them on their backs, you thereby expose their bright sides without the possibility of their recovering themselves and turning into view the other. But after you have done this, and because you have done this, you should not swear that the tortoise has no dark side. Enjoy the bright. Keep it turned up perpetually if you can, but be honest, and don't deny the black. Neither should he, who cannot turn the tortoise from its natural position so as to hide the darker and expose his livelier aspect, like a great October pumpkin in the sun, for that cause declare the creature to be one total inky blot. The tortoise is both black and bright. But let us to particulars. Some months before my first stepping ashore upon the group, my ship was cruising in its close vicinity. One noon we found ourselves off the south head of Albemarle, and not very far from the land. Partly by way of freak, and partly by way of spying out so strange a country, a boat's crew was sent ashore with orders to see all they could, and besides, bring back whatever tortoises they could conveniently transport.